It's Tom and Loggy's daily podcast. Tom and Loggy. Catch them live weekdays 6 to 10 a.m. on K-Rock 955.
I can't believe this story, right? So this happened to someone that I know, okay?
Yeah.
This happened the other week. They were out on a date, right? It's Tinder type situation, okay? And I don't know if this was first, second, third date. I'm not sure of those logistics. All I know is that it ended up quite well.
Okay.
And so they're out and about and they're like, hey, let's go back to my house.
Oh, okay. Quite well indeed.
Quite well. I mean, who doesn't love that?
Yeah.
You know, a bit of afternoon delight, but at night time.
Okay.
Mixing up. So after a meal.
Yeah.
Beautiful. You really got it. Do you remember those days? So we're going out for a date, but depending on how you are or how you're feeling, sometimes you might not want to order the big meal because you're going to get a big meal later.
No, I'd never. I was always a gentleman. I would always walk you to your door and then head off into the night
to fart all the garlic away
on a steed.
Is that what you called yourself? Anyway, so basically, what happened is that things were going quite all right.
Yeah.
From what I hear.
Okay.
And this is a two-story complex that this is happening in at the moment.
The house is on a two-story.
Two-story. The bedroom was upstairs.
Okay.
Get those views, you know?
Yeah.
And apparently all happening upstairs at night time. There are housemates that also live in this complex, but they were not there.
Right, okay. Okay.
Two housemates out for the night or the weekend even, I believe, possibly. And so this person was there by themselves with this other person that they brought home.
Great.
So once, you know, it's all over, laying there in, you know, whatever, however it finished off, I'm not sure of those details.
Oh, you probably don't need to give us
right? Anyway, and then they heard some commotion happening downstairs.
Okay.
They're like, well, that's weird because
there's no one here.
There's no one here or whatever. Yeah. And so they've started to get out of bed and go downstairs. Turns out, oh, while we were doing the thing, afternoon delight at night, we were getting robbed.
Oh, no. No.
Someone was robbing their house.
What?
As my mate was getting it. Oh.
No way. Is this a Werribee story?
No.
Oh.
No. This happened in another state.
Okay.
I'm not going to say what state, though, because I don't know if I can tell this story or not yet. I haven't asked. I've told it without notice.
Yeah.
But they were getting it in.
Oh, my God.
And people were taking things out.
So far out.
Yes. Isn't that like the worst possible time? Because it's like, were the robbers aware?
Yeah, were they like,
or was it just weird timing?
Yeah, I think surely it's got to be awkward timing because, although don't they case the joint out? Wouldn't they have seen him go in and been
now's the time. I don't know. I mean, what happened gone in 60 seconds, you know?
Yeah.
But they were casing the joint, they were waiting for people to get it on and then they stole someone's car.
Yeah.
I mean, it's
that's out on the street.
That's out on the street. Yeah. This was inside. Getting robbed while you're, you know, doing the afternoon delight at night.
Embarrassing for your friend if they were gone in 60 seconds too. It's a bit embarrassing. Many levels.
Can't confirm.
Tom and Loggy. Tom and Loggy's podcast. K-Rock 955.
Let's play.
This is it. Guess the year.
Okay, Geelong, the Surf Coast and the Ballerines' favourite Tuesday base game. I know it feels like Monday, but it's actually Tuesday. So we're going to play, and I've got my pen ready. Do you have a pen ready?
Yes, I surely do.
Okay.
All right.
We're going to play bits of songs and then cast our minds back through the mists of time, try and recall where we were, what we were doing the first time we heard that song, because that'll give us a fair indication as to what year it was released.
Exactly. Where were we crying in a corner emotionally?
What emotional trauma were we experiencing? So quite often it's in our teenage years.
Yeah.
Some of us haven't moved past that.
No, not I. Also, we've got to choose a year which is closest to without going over.
Yeah, we write it down on a piece of paper, closest to without going over, in the traditional Price is Right fashion.
Love you, Larry.
And then we read it out on a count of three. And that's about it, I reckon.
Are you all right?
Yeah, I think it was just
hold my hand,
me.
We can do this.
When I do my spiels, I can nail my spiel, but then when we go off script, I'm like, hang on, have I said that bit?
But that's why I'm always here, to ease you back in. So you're right, mate.
All right. Well, if you could do that just once, that'd be wonderful. No, I'm joking. Here we go. Question number one for Guess the Year today. Might sound crazy, but it
ain't no lie. Be bye, bye, bye. Okay, so is this one where there were puppets?
I don't know. I'm not telling. Yeah, it is.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh. I remember waiting to see this on video. Hits.
All right. Okay. I think I might have gone a touch high, but.
Oh, okay.
3, 2, 1. 1997. Oh, okay. Yeah, here we go. Right, I reckon
the year was 2000.
Oh! I'll take that one. Thank you very much.
Take it straight to the bank. Oh, that was a new little.
I don't like it.
No, that's okay.
I've mucked about with our correct and incorrect sound effects.
Yeah, sort it out, mate.
So that's one for me. Okay, all right. Not hating it. Not hating it. Here we go. Question number two.
Fugees.
Lauryn Hill.
Okay. Just came to me, so I just put down a number.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I do love me the Fugees and also Lauryn Hill as well.
A number came to me and I've undercut it by 2 years.
Oh.
Two, because I'm extra doubting myself.
Okay.
Good way to start a week. 3, 2, 1.
1993. Oh.
See, I thought it was 96. Here we go.
The year was 1996.
Oh, mate. Come on. That's
get it
a
anyway.
Win
I
for
get
you.
It anyway. Great.
See, all right. You're starting off the week like an absolute legend.
Oh.
Okay, let's go 3 for 3 because you're on a roll.
All right, here we go. It won't be long till I'm going to be.
Yeah. Okay. I've had a guess. No idea. Have a strong finish, Tom. Come on.
All right.
I believe in you.
3, 2, 1.
1987.
Well, I'm sorry to take that from you, but
I think we're
both going into the week strong.
Yeah, well done. Well, some stronger
you.
Than others.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well
done. Brilliant.
Brilliant.
All right. Guess the Year returns next week.
Tom and Loggy's podcast, K-Rock 955.
Tom and Loggy, and we are joined by Brad Johnson. We're doing the jump for our friends at Prestige Jayco Geelong. Huge shout out to Tony, Deb and the team. They are your local Jayco dealer. Open 7 days. Went past, was it Sunday? Because we went to Queenscliff, driving past both ways. Saw the billboard.
Oh,
good. The digital
Did you
billboard.
See yourself?
Nope.
It's good.
So,
it's worked.
You've had us removed.
Yes, get them out.
Now,
can I just, before we go on to the Fest and Fairest, can I just, I'm sitting on the biggest story of the year and I've got a little bit of work to do, I say, because I need to make sure my sources are correct with this. And next Monday, when I'm on, I will uncover the biggest story of the year.
Jono's Gossip
here
Cafe.
Here in Geelong, here in G-Town.
Brad Johnson, investigative journalist.
Very much so.
Okay. So leave us hanging.
I'm going to leave everybody hanging, but next Monday all will be revealed.
Okay.
Big story
wait
down
for that.
Here in Geelong.
Yes. Okay. All right, we might even make it in the paper. Let's do this.
Best.
Best and fairest.
Best and fairest. Best.
Yeah, we get you on for Best and Fairest. You give the 3-2-1 to the best Cats players over the weekend.
Sure do.
It's the Best and Fairest because of your Xena.
Xena, yes, our Xena Vest, of course, which, you know, if anyone's out there who wants to protect their daughters or they're playing competitive sport, jump on xenasport.co and have a look at our Xena Vest. Thank you. Thanks for the plug.
Bulletproof.
Plug myself. Just then.
Bulletproof.
We have had it put through the paintball sort of setup. Yeah.
Paintball.
It's the guy I know that can test it.
Basically the same thing, isn't it?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Stop the bruising.
Assume that it is.
Yeah, exactly right. Until proven otherwise.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. Okay, so let's go. It was tough to actually give votes because so many players We're in the mix this week because the Cats dominated everywhere.
Mm.
But what I've settled with is one to Tommy Hawkins, who played a great game down forward, had 10-plus score involvements, was just absolutely huge. Zach Tui got the 2 votes, was the best player across halfback. Actually liked the change-up that the Cats made. They put Zach Tui to halfback, Tommy Stewart up onto the wing, which I really liked from a setup point of view, and they can mix with that throughout the year. But Zach Tui dominated across half back, and three votes goes to Jeremy Cameron. He won the medal on the day, so I thought I'd better follow on with that. Yeah. I actually gave votes on the day, so this week was actually a lot easier for me because I already had my vote set up a couple of days ago.
Nice.
So there we go. So there's the three. So on leading at the moment on six votes are Tommy Stewart, Tommy Hawkins, and Jeremy Cameron.
Oh, it's a three-way tie at the top.
God, it's just exciting already. What's going
to
happen at the end of
the year? It's great to be able to manipulate the voting, isn't it?
You're going to have to, because otherwise we're going to have to get three medals. You're not going to get three medals engraved. So.
Yeah, make sure you don't.
It'll end up with one winner.
No draws.
Count
no
back.
Draws.
We'll have a count back to your three voters.
Okay, good.
All right? There's the rule right there.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, Brad Johnson, always a pleasure. Thank you so much. Cannot wait for this.
Yeah, next
scoop.
Monday.
Next Woo! Monday. Oh, Dom and Long. K-Rock.